Learning Masechta Bayis Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud, Zech Nishmas Arthur Shek.
Halakach.
Halakuach Kesef Bayis Sheni Shnei Moyipodeh. What is purchased? What is purchased with Kesef Bayis Sheni must be redeemed.
Redeemer Yikar.
What do we do? Mishnah Zayin Wait. Yeah, we did. Right. We did. What sort of Halakuach? What is purchased? With the kesef ma'ashani, yishanid me'yipodeh. What is purchased? What does that mean? What is purchased? With the kesef ma'ashani, yishanid can be redeemed. What is it? Here, let's see. Pictures in the picture number 80. Picture 80. Halakuv is my perosh niknu midnei ma'ashani yipodeh. Here we go. Peros chulin
ma'ashani. What about this picture?
We did this last time. 79. Did we? No, that's the next picture.
Fine,
no.
Next picture.
Oh, no, we didn't do any picture. Rabbi Yehuda Emer Yikover. Amul Rabbi Yehuda. Ma im Maise Sheni Shnitma. Amul Rabbi Yehuda. Ma Maishen Shatzma Shnitma. Harehu Nifte. Halakuch Bekesef Maise Sheni Shnitma. Im Din Shei Padem. Amulahim Loi. Im Amartam. Maise Sheni Atma Shakin Hu Nifte Betohor. Berichuk Mokoy. Okay, let's see the pictures. We have here lekuach, what is purchased. Here's most ma'aseh sheni.
Right.
Okay, here's money. This money is money of ma'aseh sheni.
Right.
And you use it to purchase ma'aseh sheni. Food. So now this has kedushas ma'aseh sheni.
Okay.
Because this was once upon a time ma'aseh sheni, and I used it to purchase fruit. So the fruit now has the status. of Ma'aser Sheni, right? The fruit now has the status of Ma'aser Sheni, and now what happens? V'nit muhapiros, and now this collection of fruit, now becomes tummy.
Okay.
Now what do I do?
It was Ma'aser Sheni, and you bought this stuff
fruit.
With it.
And what do I do with it?
In Yerushalayim, out of Yerushalayim, what happened?
Only in Yerushalayim. You only let it buy you with
okay,
the money
so
in Yerushalayim. Now what do I have a choice?
According to
the Chachamim,
you can put it on
the money. According to Yehuda, in Lifter is Chil, you have to bury the money. The money has to be buried.
After you buy it, you mean?
No, there's no opinion. There is no opinion. This has to be buried.
Okay.
I take money in my shen, I buy fruit.
Yeah.
What do I do with the fruit? Machlokes.
So you can use the money and buy more stuff. Rabbi Yehuda, I guess, is the next man.
Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to bury it.
Fine.
Amul Rabbi Yehuda, ridiculous. Madoch, it was my shen, shenitma, shenitma.
Yeah.
Yachol, al mohos. If I have real mice, let's say I have the real, not the money. I start off with the real mice of sheni. My real mice and fruit, not money.
Right.
And that was nitma.
Right.
And I put it onto money. With the money, I can go and I can purchase fruit. Yochol l'chal loyal have money.
This is before it came to Yerushalayim.
Before it came to Yerushalayim. I can mishnitmu, and then when this food becomes tamei, I can redeem it again.
Why?
That's the halacha.
Is it the same case as this? No.
No. So this is outside Yerushalayim. Let's see what it says. Vaday osam peros shekudushas v'mayis sheni lehem bo lohem aydi chelul kalim miperos shehin mayis sheni kamo makel. Mitchilasan. The parish shahin mitchilasan. V'adin na'isen shiuchol l'chalvam losh nasheni. I think this is outside of Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim. So now parish chulin shnechalvam nasheni. I can mishnit mumichalvam mikalvachem. That's kasha. No. That's the kasha. The kasha is this. Is this? You know. That's the kasha. This didn't happen yet. This did not happen yet. Here is where I start off with my sheni mam shenitma.
And I
redeem it onto money. So now I redeem it onto money. I redeem it onto money. So here's where we're starting. Here's our starting point. And now I redeem it onto this. So this basically is the equivalent of this.
Yeah.
So if in this case, where I start off with ma'aseh sheni shenitma,
right, and then I was
paid to it, and I bought food. So So don't you think, and the halacha is, and that becomes tamei. No, that becomes tamei. Don't you think? Wait, let's see inside now. Halakuach bekesef ma'aseh sheni shnitma yipodeh. What is purchased with kesef ma'aseh sheni shnitma yipodeh? Who says that? Tanakama. This is the Chachamim. Halakuach, this lakuach bekesef ma'aseh sheni. No. That's this case. Halakuach is the second case. Halakuach, what is purchased bekesef ma'aseh sheni shnitma? Ma'aseh sheni shnitma. Here it is. Halakuach bekesef ma'aseh sheni shnitma yipodeh. What is purchased with ma'aseh sheni shnitma? This is really the same case. Just this is the next step. Halakuach bekesef ma'aseh sheni shnitma yipodeh.
This was purchased with ma'aseh sheni shnitma.
No, it doesn't say tuma. There's no tuma.
Here's tuma.
No, that's the second tuma. Here's the first tuma. Ma'aseh sheni shnitma.
All right, forget it.
Okay, ma'aseh sheni shnitma.
This is definitely not.
No, that's
80.
Okay, but it goes. He showed another picture. Halakuach bekesef ma'aseh sheni shnitma yipodeh yipodeh. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yikover. Yikover. No, you're right. This is the whole case. Halakuach bekesef ma'aseh sheni shnitma. You're right. Halakuach. You're right. Ma'aseh sheni. That was lakuach. Shnitma. Halakuach bekesef ma'aseh shnitma. Yipodeh onto money. Who says that?
Nachamim.
Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yikover. Has to be buried. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Uma im ma'aseh sheni atzma shnitma. If ma'aseh atzma shnitma harehu nifteh, can be redeemed. It can be redeemed. Ma'aseh sheni atzma shnifteh yoh, it can be redeemed.
Surely that stuff that
Shakei,
was...
I understand what you're saying there. Ma'aseh atzma shnitma harehu nifteh halakuach. Bekesef ma'aseh sheni shnitma in adin sheni yipodeh. So certainly... Ma'aseh sheni atzma.
Right.
Shnitma harayu nifteh.
Certainly, something that
was good. Shalakuach because of my shenishnitma in the yipodeh. So certainly, so therefore, what are you telling me over here that you can't? You have to bury. Why do you have to bury it? Certainly, you should be able to redeem it. No, it's a very big difference. Amalohem loy can't compare. Ima martin ma'is sheni atzma shkin hu nifteh. Why? Why you have ma'is sheni atzma that's nifteh? Ima ma'is sheni atzma shkin. Ima martin ma'is sheni atzma. Here's the Ma'aseh Sheni Atzma Shekeinu Nifteh B'Tohar Shekeinu Nifteh B'Tohar B'Richuk Mokoyim. It can be redeemed B'Tohar. The Ma'aseh Sheni itself can be redeemed B'Tohar.
When it's
Tohar B'Richuk Mokoyim. Toimuk, will you say the same thing B'Lakuch B'Kesef Ma'aseh? This and this. These are the same exact things. This and this. Shekeinu Nifteh B'Tohar. Berichuk makom. You're not allowed. She'ein nifteh b'tohar berichuk. You're not allowed. Let's see what it explains over here. She'ein nifteh b'tohar berichuk makom. Shemayis hasheni poidin oiso kishutohar.
Kishushlaim.
Filosef v'chiyachem v'chiyachem milcho hamakom. Avol lokuach b'kesef mayis hasheni. But when you purchase with kesef mayiser, einoy nifteh chutz liyushalayim kishutohar. The Tanan La El Perikamba, the first Mishnah, Mezid Yaalu B'Yachul B'Makom, Mezid.
Aval Lakech B'Kesef Ma'aseh Sheni. If I buy,
would you buy with the money after the first round?
After you paid it.
After you redeem, after you paid it, you're not allowed to redeem it anymore. Aval Kuch B'Kesef Ma'aseh Ain and Ifta Chutzlishlein Kishu Tahar. When it is tahar, when it's tahar. What?
So what?
So therefore, you see that the second round is so different. Certainly, when it's tameh, you're not allowed to redeem it. It's not le'el perikamba mezid yalu. If I take the money and I deliberately take the money and I purchase ma'is hasheni fruit yalu, I have now an obligation to take the fruit itself and bring it to Yerushalayim v'yachlu b'makom and eat in Yerushalayim b'makom v'ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda. So therefore, since this is the second round, everything we're dealing with here is when it's tummy. Let's discuss the halacha will be when it's tahar. If I were to go and take the ma'aseh sheni money and take money, take the Ma'aseh Sheni, and give it unto money, and then take the money and purchase the Ma'aseh Sheni. The Ma'aseh Sheni is Tahar. Would I be allowed to redeem it outside of Yerushalayim? No, I would not.
After you buy it.
After I take the money and I put the money onto Ma'aseh Sheni, I would not. So therefore, now that it becomes Tameh, I have to let it burn. I have to bury it. It's worse. Because it's the second, the point is, it's already the second round. Don't bring me a raya from a situation of Ma'aseh Sheni, of, I have here money, and I with the money I purchased my fruit, and the fruit becomes tameh. So therefore, Enochanami, I'm telling you, it has to be buried. You know why it has to be buried? Because if this was Tahar, would I be allowed to redeem it? If it was Tahar? Absolutely not.
So your Kalvachem was flawed.
So therefore, you see that once you go get to the second round, there's nothing, what else you can do with it? I can't eat it, because you're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni that's Tomei. You're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni that is Tomei. That is a given. It is forbidden to eat Ma'aseh Sheni that's Tomei. Okay?
No.
So what are my options? My options are to redeem it.
Redeem it or?
No, or to bury it. So the halach is, there's no redemption. Because if it was tahar, let's say it was not tahar, it was tahar, would I be allowed to redeem it?
Why would I want to be redeemed?
Because it's too heavy to carry. In other words, I was traveling.
It was tahar, and where are you, inside or outside?
Outside Yerushalayim. Or even inside Yerushalayim, it doesn't matter. If I have money of Ma'aseh Sheni, and I purchase fruit outside Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim, am I allowed to redeem the fruit a second time? No, I'm not. You only can redeem the original Ma'aseh Sheni. You cannot redeem the second level of Ma'aseh Sheni. So I can redeem it according to everyone. Everyone agrees. It's a mission. That's what he says. It's a mission of the Yilma Masechta.
He just said he redeemed it again.
That's his question. Therefore, he's saying, so that's Kal V'chaymer. Along come the Rabban, and the Rabban says, Amalohem. Here is Ma'aseh Sheni Tahar Chutz L'Yerushalayim. We have a good picture. We have Ma'aseh Sheni that's Tahar Chutz L'Yerushalayim. I redeem it upon money. And now with the money I purchase Ma'aseh fruit again. And this fruit is Tahar. Peros Chulin, Shechilei Ma'aseh Sheni. And it's Tahar. Am I allowed to redeem it? Eino yachol l'cholan k'shem tohar b'chutz Yerushalayim gam k'shem t'meim lo yachol. Therefore, that's his chiddush. Therefore, just like I can't redeem it when it's tohar, I should not be allowed to redeem it when it's tame either.
Okay.
Got it? Let's chaz the Mishnah. Mishnah Yud Halakuach, what is purchased with kesef ma'aseh sheni shenitma.
No.
Yipodeh. It's okay, redeem it. Rabbi Huda Mer, no, Yikover. Amul Rabbi Huda, ridiculous. Why Yikover? Ma'aseh Sheni Atzmai Shenitma. If the Ma'aseh Sheni itself, the original, the real deal, the original would grow out of the ground, that has been designated as Ma'aseh Sheni Shenitma, Hari Hu Nifteh, can be redeemed. So Halakuach Bekesef Ma'aseh Sheni Shenitma in Adin Sheyipodeh. So certainly when it's not the original, it's only a substitute. I've taken the original, I put it onto money, and the money I purchased food and became Tameh. Amlohem lo, you can't compare the two. If you're going to tell me about Ma'aseh Sheni Atzmai, when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni itself, Shekeinu Nifteh Batah B'Rech Gemakam, because if it's the original, Enochinami, there are less restrictions when you deal with Ma'aseh Sheni itself. If Ma'aseh Sheni Atzmai Shekeinu Nifteh Batah, you can redeem Batah B'Rech Gemakam. If it's the original, which grew out of the ground, you can redeem it when it's Tar B'Rech Gemakam. Taimru, will you suggest that the same halacha should apply by the kuch b'kesef ma'aser she'enoi nifteh batar, even when it's tar, it cannot be redeemed. So certainly it's not going to be able to be redeemed when it becomes tamei. If it's true that the ma'aser sheni atzmai, the original, what grew out of the ground, you could redeem it.
Yeah.
You know why? Shekeinu nifteh batar.
because the original has less restrictions.
It was tar.
Even when it's tar.
That you did it when it.
You're allowed to. You're allowed
to. That's when you did it. You did it when it was tar. Berichak Marka.
No, you're allowed to. Yeah. If the original Ma'is Hashem, which grew out of the ground, is tar, and you're outside Yerushalayim, you are allowed to do it. Berichak Marka. So therefore. So therefore, when it becomes tame, so also can you redeem it? Tar, will you suggest that we apply the same halach in the case of Belokuach, Bekesef Ma'isr, what is purchased? With Kesef Meiser.
That wasn't purchased when it was tar.
It cannot be redeemed when it's tar. Berichuk Makayim. Timer, will you say the same thing with Kesef Meiser? Anything that's not the original. Timer, Belokuach, what is purchased with Kesef Meiser? It's not the original, it's the second level. I have what grows out of the ground, I redeem onto money, and with the money I purchase replacement fruit. Can that replacement fruit be redeemed?
She'ein
nifta b'tar b'chuk makam. So what do you learn from this? You learn a yesoid, that the original that grows out of the ground has less...
Don't kriech when you're not supposed to.
What does don't kriech when you're not supposed to do with this?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The original, what do you learn from this? The original Ma'aser Sheni has less restrictions than a substitute. The original Ma'aser Sheni can be redeemed in the state of Tahara Berichuk Mokai. A substitute cannot be redeemed with Tahara Berichuk Mokai. That's the main insight. The original, what grows out of the ground, the pasuk explicitly says, it grew out of the ground, and you have given it the designation of Ma'aser Sheni, and you want to redeem it, go right ahead. But if this is not the original Ma'aser Sheni that grew out of the ground, this Ma'aser Sheni that you have in front of you is really a substitute. How did it become a substitute? Because I already redeemed it once onto money, and with the money I purchased Ma'aser Sheni, I purchased fruit. So the fruit I have in front of me is not the original, even though it's tar, and even though it's berichuk makom, the Torah says, sorry buddy, once already you've taken the money, you've exchanged it for peros, and it's not the original, you're not allowed to redeem the peros anymore. So if I can't redeem it, so you see over here that there are more restrictions on the substitute than the original. And that will overflow into a situation where my substitute has become tame. I will not be permitted to redeem it.
Okay, fine, let's go.
Got it?
Sure.
No, I can tell you don't understand it.
Svi.
Do you understand it?
Yeah.
Shall we do it again?
No. Svi.
Tzvi shel lekocho b'kesef ma'aser meis, a deer. It was purchased with the money of my shin and died. That's how it calls a die. Look how. Okay, it's not a very nice picture.
Okay, come on.
Tzvi shel lekocho b'kesef ma'aser meis, you cover it has to be buried. Al yidei oiroi, which means im or with the flesh.
Good.
In the flesh.
Good.
Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, lo yipodeh. Rabbi Shimon says, you may not redeem it. Lo yipodeh, do not redeem it. That's it, you're stuck, you have to bury it. Okay, lo yipodeh. And what then do you do with it? And Mishim says, lo, what are you going to do with it? After I deem it to a dog, after I deem it, are you allowed to redeem something in order to feed it to a dog? And he says, you can redeem it because when you redeem it, you're allowed to redeem it to throw it to a dog. Next, lekach chai. Let's say I purchased it when it was alive. Okay, ushachatoi, lekach chai, ushachatoi, v'nitma. And now it becomes tamei. So what do? Yipode. Rabbi Yisomer, yikaver. In this case, yikaver. Since I purchased it when it was alive, Lefish Yachol Alicha Vuchol Bakam Shir Tavod Vahavik Maishani Atzmai. Venifte, Kishanitma, Kedershnifte Maisha Shani Shanitma. So this is the case of an animal is not like the case of we don't view an animal that a living animal to be we do not view a living animal to be like a substitute of fruit. We consider the living animal to be the original. That's the Yisoid. And therefore, when something is the original, when it becomes tame, you can redeem it. In other words, the over here is, how can it say over here, yipodeh, redeem it? This animal is a substitute. And if it's a substitute, a substitute cannot be redeemed when it becomes tame. Did we not learn that? A substitute cannot be redeemed when it becomes tame. What? According to the Shita of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim itself, so the answer is, we consider this to be the original. Why? Because the cave of the Lakacha Chai, since I purged it when it's alive, it does not fit into the mold, into the template of the Chiyir Kach Mukha Mokhaim, because since I purchased it when it's alive, I can take it wherever I want. It has legs. It has mobility. And anything which has mobility does not fit into the category of chiyekach memcha mokoyim. Since I can travel with it long distances, it does not fit into the category of chiyekach memcha mokoyim. It's simple as that. Good? Are you with me? Rabbi Yosi Amer Yikover, he holds us to be buried. The Machzit, why the Machmer Tzvei, the Rabbi Huda, who suffered the FLP, the Shekonu Chai, Dinei Kiperis, Lakuchim, the Kesem, Hashemi, he holds, it's a substitute. And as we mentioned before, when it comes to a substitute, you have to bury it. Lakuch Shachut Venitma, everyone agrees, Hariyah Kiperis, and therefore, Prihechda, the Fligo Tadakam, Rabbi Huda, Leel, Beperis, Lakuchim, the Kesem, Hashemi, Chinam, Fligo Boha. Everything really comes back to this Mishnah. And this Mishnah is basically telling you the Yisoid. The Yisoid is, there is a difference between an original and a substitute. The Torah says that you are allowed to redeem the original, Okay, the Torah says,
You are allowed to redeem the original
when it becomes tame, but you are not allowed to redeem a substitute when it becomes tame. Why? Because I can't even redeem a substitute when it's tar. I can't redeem a substitute when it's tar, so certainly I can't redeem it when it's tame.
Okay?
So that's the issue. So now the question over here is, when it comes to an animal, I take the fruit that grows out of the ground, and I redeem it onto money, and then I take the money, and the money I purchase an animal. L'cha'ora, the animal is a substitute. So along comes over here, not so fast.
Right.
Even though it is a substitute, it does not have the halacha of a substitute. Because since you use it to buy a living animal is in a different category. Why is a living animal a living category? Because fruit don't have legs.
Right.
So something doesn't have legs, so therefore we call it a substitute. When you have an animal has mobility, it's not like a substitute. We give it the halacha of an original. But that's only when I purchase it when it's alive. If I purchase the meat when it's dead, the meat already has been slaughtered,
right.
And so therefore it no longer has legs,
right.
So then the meat has the same din as the fruit that is substitute, which we've learned according to the Rabbanon, cannot be redeemed when it's tame, because a substitute has more restrictions than the original.
Correct.
That's Chazal Mishnah. Halakuach, it's Chazal Mishnah, Tzvi, an adir, Shalakochai, the Kesef, Maiser, Shem, Maiser, so therefore, Lachor, it's a substitute. No, it's not a substitute of a mace. Yikover, Ali, De Oiroi, according to Tanakama, you have to bury it. Now, the reason why you have to bury it is for a different reason. According to the Kama, is because Ein Poidin, Kadoshim, Lachil, Leklovin. Because if I'm going to redeem this dead deer, what am I doing with the deer? When I redeem, what am I doing?
It's a club.
To dog. So it's a zilzal of the Kedusha.
It's a therefore
in this case you don't do it. Rabbi Shimon says he poder. Now even Rabbi Shimon says he poder, but Rabbi Shimon was the Tanakam in the previous Mishnah. The only one that said the previous Mishnah Yikover was Rabbi Yehuda, which meant that according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says can be redeemed
for a different reason.
Rabbi Yehuda may Yikover. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, because he holds there's no problem of redeeming Achilas Klavim. So if you could be redeemed,
you're allowed to
give it to Klavim,
even though it was
my Shani. Right, that's exactly what the Rabbanon said. You could redeem it. The Rabbanon said that you could redeem it. The Rabbanon said that you could redeem it.
You're not giving Klavim here, are you?
Well, the Rabbanon, no, right, but there are two issues. Issue number one is of Klavim. Issue number two.
I don't think you really should compare the two.
No, the Rash, he's comparing the two. Okay. Lukachoy chai. Let's say I purchase it when it's alive. Ushchotoy v'nitma. I slaughter it. Now v'nitma. Yipodeh. You can redeem it. There's no problem of Achil Leklav. We don't hold that. And as far as the other time, Rabbi Yosef Meir Yikover, you have to bury it. Why do you have to bury it? Because he views to be a substitute. When the substitute is going to be when it's a substitute, you have to bury it.
Why can you say you're burying it because you don't want to feed it to a club?
He doesn't hold that. That we learn. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold that.
He holds that you can't give it to the club?
Yes, he holds you can't give it to the club. Yes. Yes.
So it's a substitute, that's the reason?
Yes. So the reason why you cover is a substitute. Rabbi Yosef Yikover, the Machmir Tzvei Rabbi Yehuda. He's even more Machmir than Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah says he put Yikover because of a substitute. And he holds the Afal Pishakno Chayivna when you purchase it was alive, the Inukiperos. As that is a peros, al kuchem kesef ma'is. Therefore, it's a substitute that has to be buried. And the last case is lo kochay shachut v'nitma. I bought meat that already was slaughtered v'nitma. Then everyone agrees harehu keperos. Therefore, everyone agrees harehu keperos. Everyone agrees it's like peros. And what is the halach? When it comes to peros? Harehu keperos. That's the status of peros. Therefore, you have to. Therefore, you're not allowed to redeem it.
They have the same machlokas. What did they say?
Well, according to Rabbi Barnon, you can redeem it. He holds that as substance. You can, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can now redeem it.
Good. Right?
Bury it. Good. Hamashil can kanam lemaisesh. A person is mashil. You lend. You lend containers lemaisesh sheni. I'm lending Hamashul. Afi Shegofon Loikona Maeser. Even though Shegofon, what is it called? Shegofon. Asida. Aira, you pour Lesochavis Yain Shalmaeser Shani. Yain Shalmaeser, you pour it. Gofon means to cover it. And now I take this one, I cover it. Kiso Esachavis, Bikisui Vitoch, Bitit Saviv. I cover it. And I seal it. That's called gafan. Loi ne'esesu ha'chavis tfeilu liyayin shal ma'iser. V'loi niskatsha b'kdushas ma'iser. Hoil v'achash niskadish hayayin b'kdushas ma'iser hechdes l'chavis. The question is, does the barrel itself have the kedusha of ma'iser sheni? The wine certainly has kedushas ma'iser sheni. But the question is, what about the barrel? Does the barrel also have the kedusha of ma'iser sheni? So let's see what it says in the Rav. Hamashul kankan l'maisheni, misha mashil kankan l'hachnis bohem yayin shekoroloi kvar shei masheni, alpi shagafon shesosan bepien bimagufa ashachshulan, you sealed it, loy kone loy nitvas hakankan b'kdushas maiser, does not have the barrel, does not have the kdush of maiser sheni.
So what's the case? Mashal kankan l'maisheni.
I lend you a barrel
to use for your maiser sheni.
To store it.
Alpha pisha shekefen.
And then you gofen, you seal the barrel. The barrel itself does not have the kedusha. Loikon amasa. But let's say it's mishagofon.
How about zola?
Let's say, I'm sorry, zolaf l'sechon stam.
What's that?
Let's see, zolaf, zolaf. There's no rav on this. actually go from Zolaf Lusach and Stam, Shechnis Lusach Yayin, Shechnis Lusach Yayin Shal Tevel. Koidim Shikor Al Shem Meiser. Actually go for it. You see, in this case, it was already called Yayin Shal Meiser Shin before you poured it to the barrel. And the Yayin go for it, the barrel does not have Kedusha. But in this case, it's Yayin Shal Tevel.
Right.
And then I pour it, and then I go and I seal it. Actually go for it. Also, it's a Chavis Meiser Shin, Al Tevel, Achashish. And then I'm gofan kone meiser. What does it mean kone meiser? The barrel itself has a din of meiser. So the taich actually adla gofan im kolo she meiser koidem you shesosam bimagufa shagofan kone meiser. Now that was the preview, but let's say that was when did I call the wine meiser? Either I did ad before. It's also. We should go on. I seal it first. I want all the wine inside to be Meiser Sheni wine.
All of it.
All of it.
Heaven.
No, but so I declare that this should be for others. This should be for others.
Other barrels.
So then it's gafan. Then it's for. But what happens in the middle case? In the middle case is I pour it into this barrel, and before I seal it, see, there's no seal here.
Mm.
Before I seal it, I declare it to be Meiser Sheni.
Yeah.
Before I declare it, actually gafan, oilois biyachurunea. So im yishigafan im lachashes sasam megufa koyshe ma'aser kana ma'aser this vasak kan mikdus ma'aser v'tohan chilul kama yain. The barrel itself has to be redeemed. The barrel itself has kedushas value. It costs $10 for a barrel. You have to redeem it. Tohan chilul ma'aser im bol lachalul lakasav. But let's say I did it in the middle. I pour tevel into an open barrel and I declare hareze ma'aser. Oilois yachunemea b'shel truma vaday. If these are truma, if all of these barrels are truma, and one gets mixed inside, in the soiv kankan shall truma b'meyeh kankanim shall chulin v'loy havi pian tzosim v'gufa, and they're not sealed. Chashvinen lehu kilu kulon b'urav zobazov v'olos b'yachod u'meyeh kedin truma shenisarvu. But mishagafan mikadush mikadshas kulon they're not bottle. V'afilu echad b'yelof in alos v'yim hu kulon. Because it's a davar choshev. If it's not sealed, see here it's not sealed. Here it's sealed. When there's no seal, then it's bottle 1 in 100. But when there's a seal, it's a davar choshev. It's a davar shebeminyan. And I feel a bit elef loy bottle. Then you're in trouble. Oh, we have to stop here. We have to do this tomorrow.